In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 157, The Last Sacraments. We have image of a good death on one side and a bad death on the other. That's the priest and family by the bedside of a dying man. A good death is usually an assurance of happy death. One who has lived all his days in an effort to please God is not likely to turn an impenitent sinner at the last moment. A second one, a bad death. A wicked life is usually a forecast of a bad death. A hardened sinner refuses the last sacraments. Let us all pray God to deliver us from a bad death. What are the last sacraments? They are the sacraments administered to a person dangerously ill and include confession, viaticum, and extreme unction. The sick person first makes his confession, then receives the Holy Eucharist and the viaticum, and finally is given extreme unction. Extreme unction is a remedy, and as medicine is for the living, not the dead, so those dead in sin will not profit from this spiritual remedy. However, if the patient is physically unable to confess, the Church accepts the intention and administers extreme unction without confession. When a person is dangerously sick, we should call the priest to administer the last sacraments to him. It is very wrong to delay calling the priest till the person is already on the point of death. While his mind is clear, he can prepare for the last sacraments better, profit more from them. When extreme unction is given while the person is still strong, there is more likelihood of his recovering. We have a serious obligation, if we are taking care of a sick person, to call the priest the moment there is danger of death, except in cases of emergency, the pastor of the parish to which the sick person belongs, or the pastor's curates or assistants, should be called to administer the last sacraments. Some people do not call the priest to administer the last sacraments because they fear the patient would be frightened and become worse. This is a great mistake, for actual observation has proved that a sick person is always more calm and peaceful after the visit of the priest. Our Lord instituted extreme unction in order to quiet and comfort the sick, not the dead. It is advisable to call the priest to visit the sick in any serious illness, even though there be no apparent danger of death. It is the priest's duty to visit the sick and administer the sacraments they need. Quote, "My son, in your sickness neglect not yourself, but pray to the Lord, and he shall hear you." From Ecclesiasticus chapter 38, verse 9. We can help a sick person by nursing and consoling him. Every day we should make with him and for him acts of faith, hope, and charity. Above all, we should help him feel absolute resignation to God's will. It is a mistake to try to help a dangerously sick person by conversing on worldly topics or retailing gossip or holding out false hopes of recovery. How should we help a sick person prepare for the last sacraments? We should help a sick person prepare for the last sacraments both spiritually and corporally. Before the priest arrives, we should help the patient get ready for his confession. Let us say with him acts of contrition and ejaculations to keep him united with God. The patient's face, hands, and feet should be sponged with a wet towel. There should be ready towards the foot of the bed, to the right, a table with a clean white cloth. On it should be a crucifix, two lighted candles, some holy water, and a glass of fresh water with a tablespoon. There should also be a clean napkin, a saucer with six balls of cotton, and a piece of soft bread, or one or two slices of lemon for the hands of the priest for wiping off the anointing. A basin of water and a towel should be nearby so the priest can wash his hands after the anointing. And then there's a small diagram showing the placing of these things. Upon the priest's arrival, if he is carrying the Blessed Sacrament, we should meet him with lighted blessed candle in silence. The priest himself brings the corporal on which he lays the pyx containing the Blessed Sacrament. How can we help a dying person? We can help a dying person with prayer. We should kneel near the patient's bed and recite the prayers for the dying, which may be found in most prayer books. We should suggest to him short ejaculations that he can easily repeat, at least in his mind. We should recite with him especially those prayers which are enriched with plenary indulgences for the hour of death. The papal benediction with attached plenary indulgence is gained by saying the holy name of Jesus. If unable to say it, the person must at least think it, with contrition, kiss a blessed crucifix. The following prayer is enriched with the plenary indulgence at the hour of death. Quote, O my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death thou mayest wish to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. A person in good health who recites this prayer in the state of grace after confession and communion may gain a plenary indulgence to take effect at the hour of death. If we reflect that a plenary indulgence gained with proper dispositions means that the soul will go straight from deathbed to heaven, we would be more zealous in helping the dying gain one. During the agony, we should sprinkle the bed and the dying person with holy water. Those around should pray instead of fussing or showing too extreme grief. The first thing which we can offer immediately to God in relief of the soul of a loved one is an act of resignation to his holy will. Let us humbly say, Lord, thy will be done. In those places where the beautiful custom is practiced, the passing bell should be rung in order that other Christians may pray for the departed soul. In case of sudden or unexpected death, should a priest be called? In the case of sudden or unexpected death, a priest should be called always, because absolution and extreme unction can be given conditionally for some time after apparent death. If a person is apparently dead and has not received the last sacraments, we should immediately call the priest. A person may continue to live 2 or 3 hours after death has apparently taken place, especially if it is sudden. In that case, extreme unction will avail his soul. That concludes our reading for lesson 157. Do we have any questions or comments? I think I mentioned at the end of last week's lesson on extreme unction that the extreme unction is the anointing, the last anointing, but that is usually accompanied where it is able to be received a confession and Holy Communion or Viaticum, and that is to prepare the soul to meet Christ and to be in the with the greatest amount of graces or in the most perfect state possible, that we can actually go forth from this world and into the next. It is quite beautiful and appropriate that this topic has come up in the month of November, the time to think of poor souls, the time to think of our own lives, and not just during November, but as I mentioned in my sermon on Sunday, memento mori, we should always strive to remember death. The saints tell us that if we could think of our death or think of Christ watching and judging us, that we would never be able to sin. And so it is worthwhile for us to contemplate our own death and to know that death can come for us at any time, as we saw in the gospel for this past Sunday. The young girl, I think, was like 12 years old, who had died, that Christ raised her back to life. It's not just old people that die. It's not just people that are sick. There's accidents, and there's many things that can happen. And so we should always strive to be ready for death, no matter when it comes, to always be aware that this life is passing by, and there is really nothing in this world that is worth losing our eternal soul for. I guess that's it, and we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.